What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my co-host, Southern Flame Don McIntyre in the house. And we got a special guest co-host tonight, Mr. Jason from a band called Everyday Slave. Here we go. All right, guys, how is everybody doing today?
What's up?
This fucking, all these planets are in retrograde. Damn it, man.
I've never seen Dawn so unprepared for an episode in my life. She is always on fucking key. And so I'm like, you showed up late? I'm like, you're like, my audio's not working. My video's not working. Did you get a new laptop or a new computer or something?
Yes, new laptop, new equipment, and it's just... nothing is set up correctly yet.
And then Jason's like extra prepared with his whole background and his whole microphone setup. Which leads me to Jason and I, we message on Facebook every now and again. And he was talking about starting his own podcast and has not done it yet. So, and by the way, he's in a band called Everyday Slave, which I mentioned right before the intro song played. Very awesome. New wave, 80s, 90s kind of band. We've had him on the show before. It's a two-piece group. We're not interviewing him tonight, but go check out Everyday Slave. Jason, why have you not started your own podcast yet, bro?
Can't keep up with all the conspiracy theories.
So if you started a podcast, would it be a conspiracy theory podcast?
Absolutely. This shit's gone crazy. Shit is crazy these days.
Dude, there's so many conspiracy theories. Like, which one would you pick? There's too many of them.
You can't call them conspiracy theories if they're true.
Yeah, well, you know, conspiracy theories was made up by the CIA during the JFK assassination investigation thing, right? So the Vatican a couple of weeks ago came out with what all assets have to be transferred back to the Vatican Bank by September the 30th. Merz comes out to German Parliament last week and cryptically announces on September the 24th, everybody will remember exactly what they were doing on that day. And then just kind of goes on to the next subject. And so everybody's like, what the fuck's going on? So,
do you plan on actually starting your show anytime soon? Or is it just like a thought that you may or may not do? Because you got, obviously you got all the equipment. For the people that are listening on audio only and don't see the video, Jason is set up with like a whole, you got your microphone there, you've got like some cool equipment in the background. Is it a thought or do you think you might actually go through with it?
No, I think I'll eventually go through with it. I mean, it's just kind of, it's probably going to turn into one of those things to where we're, shit's going to hit the fan and then I'll be on the radio afterwards kind of saying, I told you so, guys.
Right.
I feel like I look like a lesbian right now. My eyeliner on.
Eyeliner.
It's like, what am I doing? I'm fucking 40. Like, am I going through? So I just turned 40. Okay. Last week, my birthday party was last Saturday. And when my eyeliner got my nails painted black, and I'm like, I'm looking at myself like, what is wrong with me? Am I going through a midlife crisis?
Because you are.
Like, I think so. But you know, this would be like the third midlife crisis I went through. Like the third, I think I've been through several of them already. Can you have several midlife crises?
Yes.
Is crises a word? Or would it be midlife crises?
For crises. Plural?
I want to know what the first two were like.
Well, the same.
Okay.
The difference is I don't have any more hair. See, when I had hair, I looked cooler. Now I just got to wear a hat. And I just feel like I look like a lesbian. I'm like, God dang. Like,
see what's up? See this hair, man? This hair used to be all the way down here.
At least you still have hair, though, bro.
Oh, listen. I've got to comb it a certain way to make it look like that. So,
well, I wish, Jason, you would have came down for my 40th birthday party. You live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, very close to where I live, about, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Something like that. Should have came down. You didn't make it. But you know what? We had a blast. We went to a nice steak dinner. They went to a dueling piano bar where I got on stage probably four times too many. And it was a very fun and crazy night, I will say. It's not a party. The cops did not get called. But if someone doesn't puke and someone doesn't get their dick sucked, it's not a party. And it wasn't me that got my blow. I didn't get a blowjob. It wasn't me that got the blowjob. It was someone else. Okay, make that clear real quick.
Damn.
I think that's kind of a thing if you get up on stage, isn't it?
I think it should be a thing if you get up on stage. I think. I did not get a blowjob when I was on stage. I did the YMCA. I did the YMCA at the Dueling Piano Bar, dude. And I was like, and let me tell you what happened. The piano people were like, because it was my birthday, they brought some other people on stage too, and they made me lead a dance. Okay, I do not lead dances. I am not the guy to dance at or lead a dance, especially on. I could do a podcast. I could be a rock star and a drummer, but have me dance on stage and I feel like the worst idiot in the world. I felt like an idiot, pretty much.
Hey, it's your birthday. Feel like you want to do what you want to.
It was my birthday. Okay, Jason, let's talk. We are. By the way, we're going to talk about Vegas here in a little bit because I'm going to Vegas for the When We Were Hungry Festival. It's going to be super awesome. Sebastian. You can't make it. You can't make it. You could have made it, but you're not making it. But I'm going, and it's going to be a fucking blast. I'm going with his girlfriend Tiffany. We're going to have a lot of fun. But before, and Outliers, a band that's going to be there, and they just came out with a brand new song not so long ago. We're going to play that here in a little bit, their new song, and we'll talk about that. But before we do that, Everyday Slave, I know, Jason, you have a new song coming out in, what, a week from now?
Yeah, next week you got a song called Fallout coming out.
Okay.
Companion video. So we actually made a video, so with nice. Fallout, and we're pretty excited. We did a little sneak peek, and we've got a lot of great feedback, so we're pretty happy.
Is that the one that you sent to me and my wife, the video? Is that?
It's not the one I sent today.
No, the one you sent. Wait, hold on. Is the other video that you sent us, that one's already out?
Or no, is it a whole new video? That was the sneak peek that we allowed some people to see. We wanted to see some feedback, because obviously in the video there's some suggestive kind of things in there, so we wanted to kind of see what people said, and we got an overwhelming feedback. We're going to go ahead and release it sometime next week.
Don, do you, if you like, what would you consider yourself, Jess? What kind of, like, new wave, 80s, not 80s, kind of 80s, though, still? What would you say that, what kind of style would you say that your band is?
I would say it's that 90s alternative with that 80s synth pop vibe.
And Don, I'll tell you one thing, because you know my music with Thrash Panda, right?
Yeah.
It's not mastered the best, whatever. I do want to collaborate, though, with Jason's band. I think that if he did his 80s shit with my screaming, I think it'd be dope. I think it'd be dope, dude.
I have to listen to your music. I haven't checked it out yet. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
And how I met Jason was my wife was on Facebook. And she was scrolling through some music, and she was like, "You got to hear this band. They're called Everyday Slave. Get them on the show." And I listened to the music. I was like, "Oh, they're probably too famous for me." And then I was like, "Oh, they're good. They don't have that many followers. Not that you don't have that many followers, but he'll probably respond to me though if I message him." And then he did.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's been great ever since. Yeah.
It's so crazy being older and still writing music and doing a podcast. You know, I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm too old to even do this. And then Jason's so fucking nice. He's constantly like, dude, you got a
great. He looked like not nice. What are you talking about?
He's so nice to me. He's so nice to me. He is. He believes in the show, Don. He does.
Are you nice, Jason?
I totally do. I totally do. I think if you keep doing exactly what you're doing and you don't change and you just stay yourself, I think you're going to be huge. Absolutely.
How hard is it to not change? Don, have you ever thought about how often do we talk? Like every other day, probably.
We talk pretty often, yeah.
Yeah, she calls me Blanche too, by the way.
You're the fucking Golden Girls, man. She calls me Rose, though. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know, how hard is it to not want to change? How often do we collaborate and come with new ideas and think of new things to do on the show? But you know what happens? We don't wind up doing it. We just kind of stay the same and we stay ourselves, because I think that's the most true that we can be to ourselves, is just ourselves.
Well, here's the thing. You can grow and still keep your originality. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can keep some of your same aspects, but still grow as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let me put it this way. I don't want you changing your mouth, Sebastian. Your mouth has to stay exactly the same.
I just talk shit.
Talk shit. Be you. And that's the most important part.
And so here's the thing. He stops talking shit, and I'm like, Sebastian, you're boring me. Come on, man.
I don't stop talking shit. I never stop talking shit. I've never stopped talking shit. And the only time I don't talk shit is when I'm fucking bored interviewing a band. That's when I don't talk shit. If I'm talking
shit, that's when you need to be talking shit.
but then I don't want to offend them, right? I don't want to offend. If someone comes on the show and they're not having a great time, they're not having fun, and I'm sitting here blah 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 blah, and they're not, you know, reciprocating. Is that reciprocating what I'm saying? I think would be like, I don't know, fucking know the word. Maybe that's reciprocating what I'm saying, and they're. You can't have fun with that. It becomes kind of like, I'm just going to sit here and be on your level of not fun anymore.
Because that's when you and I can just bounce off of each other.
Yeah, and which we do. And you know what? Yep. I will gladly constantly bring up micro penises. Every
I've seen that fucking message and I'm like, I don't even want to know yet. I'll find out on the podcast.
Look, so last night I asked people at my house, and for some reason, talking about the micro penis thing. And I was like, it's like if we got kind of carried away, we kept on talking about it. But I'm like, damn, like that would suck. But you know what's fucked up though? I'll tell you, and Jason, you agree with me on this. I know you will agree with me on this.
I don't have a micro penis.
No, what I'm saying though is you will agree with me on this, okay? Guys that have micro penises can't get made fun of, right? But if a girl has a micro vagina, then it's a good thing, right?
I'm so confused. I'm assuming that a micro penis is tiny. Is that what we're saying?
What the fuck
is a micro penis?
You don't know what a micro penis is?
No, unfortunately. I don't.
A micro penis is like a small, tiny wiener. That's like the skin flute, like a little. I don't even know how to do the little. Like if you have a little violin, you might have a penis.
Can you even call that a penis, though? Is that really a penis?
If it's a guy, you know what I'm saying? If it's a dude, it's like a long clitoris, maybe.
That's what I was supposed to say.
Apparently, Don's never seen a micro penis, so good for you, Don.
I have not seen a micro.
Good for you. Good for you in your life. guys get hated for it, but a girl has a micro vagina. It's a On that note, we are going to play Outliers' newest song. What's it called here? I wrote it down, Living Dead. I'm going to see them in Vegas, Don. Unfortunately, you will not be there, but I know. Well, I'm gonna tell you. Look, I'm gonna say something about Outlier, and it's spelled OVTLIER. Is how you spell Outlier. They, you know, trying to be different with the new spelling, so that way people can find them. The Joey Arena, Don, you met him on the podcast before.
I have.
Such good music. I am huge, and I'm a metalcore guy. I'm also a punk rock guy. I like all kinds of music, man. Including Everyday Slave. But I will say that their music. I've never heard a song by Outlier that I did not like. It's fast. It's energetic. It's fun. It's cool. And I want to thank his girlfriend, Jade. I think it's his girlfriend. I hope it is. If it's not, then I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure it is. On Facebook, it said so anyways. She sent me the music video. She emailed it over to me. So we're going to play Living Dead by Outlier right now. And here we go with that song.
It's dead.
An unknown germ is being blown around the world. It's highly contagious and it's reached plague proportions.
And you don't believe some of the dead have come back?
We woke up inside a plague, counting down the judgment day.
one by one they sell our souls, parasitic cannibals. There's hell of pay. Technicolor rock and roll, creature feature horror show.
Flesh to bone, need a worthless bone.
Tacit fate, you dug your grave.
We will take.
Through the static, psychosomatic.
I know that woke Dawn up a little bit because she loves that shit.
Hell yeah.
So, dude, you know what's so cool is they're playing at the When We Were Hungry Festival in Vegas. I get to go hang out with Joey Arena, the rest of the guys from that band, and a bunch of other bands. I am super excited about that. Like I said, there's not one song that they have that I don't like. But I wonder if sometimes bands get pissed off if I talk about micro penises and then play their music.
I was like, how is Joey gonna feel about micro penises and then his video?
Not only that, the question is like, yeah, I mean, how would you know that there should be any kind of connection right there at all?
There's no connection to the
there's
band.
None. No connection.
There's no connection.
But I have to say that guitar tone is fucking amazing. That
right?
Is a great fucking riff.
Let you know what, Jason, let's talk about you and your musical background a little bit, because you're not the singer, you're not the singer for the band, but what do you do for Everyday Slave? We talked about this on the podcast a while back.
Yeah, I mean, Javi and I share responsibility for basically everything. You know, he's the main guitar player, but that doesn't mean he's always playing guitar. It just kind of depends on who comes with what. I do a ton of keyboard stuff, and I do a ton of the bass work, but he's typically always singing. On Fallout, he was real busy, and I started making the vocal melody line and singing it, and then actually, if you listen to the song, you can hear the transition between our different styles, but it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we really share most of the responsibility, except when it comes, I don't do percussion, man. I just don't. He's so much better at it, so... I do Canon track stuff with percussion, and then he'll take it and make it so much better.
Right.
And his vocals are just crazy amazing, and his guitar work is so much better than my guitar work. So, but we share a lot of it. I mean, he does keyboard stuff too. He'll do bass stuff too. And I mean, it just kind of depends on the song, really.
Right. You know, and listening to your guys' music, Don, when you check it out, you're gonna understand this. The production quality and the sound quality is so professional sounding. And they do it themselves, right? It's just you guys that do it yourselves.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's Javier and I. Everything we do is just him and I.
That's awesome.
Dude, it's so fucking crazy that you guys can, because like my songs suck, dude. Like they're good. But the sound quality is not where it should be. It doesn't sound like it should be on the radio. Like there's like a muffle or there's something over it. We're trying to figure it out. But you know what? Listen to Thrash Panda anyways. We are not playing any concerts anytime soon. We are not going to go to a town near you. We are not touring. Check us out on Spotify. New song will be dropping called Citizen Fashion. Hopefully in October. Sometime. Check this out. And Jason, you're going to like this. And you might even want to do this also. There's a buddy of mine named Steven Seward. Okay. He was in a band called Sleep for the Week. I'm not sure if they're a band anymore. But he also has a solo project called Demonic with the K at the end there for Demonic. They have a YouTube cartoon now. Okay. And I wrote it down. It's called Do We Even Get Paid? Which is what you guys, I don't know if you guys saw it. I named this podcast that. not on the link, not on the show. It's about a bunch of like people in hell. But they're all devils. They're all devils in hell. And they work at a call center. They work at a call center. And it's pretty good. Episode one's out. And episode one, I wrote it down. It's called Super Hell is what it's called. And they asked me, Steven called me and asked me if I would want to do a voice for one of the characters.
Nice. You need to do that.
He was all gung-ho about it until I said to him, can I just say suck my dick the whole entire time, like during the cartoon? And then he was like, he didn't say never mind, but in his head, I could hear him being like, fuck you, never mind, I'm not the cartoon anymore.
I'm out.
You gotta have a character in hell that says that. But you gotta have a character in hell that says that. Like, just walk by and just like mumble, suck my dick. And just like walk off. Like, that'd be my character. So he wants it. So I'm not going to actually do that. That was kind of a joke, but I think he took me seriously. And I don't know. Like, he wasn't asking to do a voice anymore because he wants to like find a voice. And I'm like, can I just use my own voice? And like, you know, could I not? Like, I don't know. I don't do voices. You guys, Jason, do your best. If you're going to be in the cartoon, and say this. If you're going to be in the cartoon, say, hey, Mary, how you doing? But say it like in a, you know, and says that, say, hey, Don McIntyre, how you doing? But say it in a cartoon voice. What's your best cartoon voice?
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. Wait, I'll tell you what I was thinking. If I was in hell, I would, there would probably be a chorus of Suck My Dicks in hell. Why wouldn't you not hear a chorus of Suck My Dick while you're in hell?
That's what I'm saying. That's like a sinning thing. Like, if you suck dick, you're sinning, I think, automatically. And this is why we're not getting sponsored by anybody, Don. Talk about sucking dick on the goddamn podcast. Cancel culture is taking over, but you got a podcast coming up with a band called On Off. We're going to talk about cancel culture. But Jason, your best cartoon voice, say, we're going to change it again. We're going to say, and your best cartoon voice, whatever you want to say.
Oh, no. No.
Put me on spot.
Listen, we can track you and harmonize you, Sebastian, and get a really beefy suck my dick.
Say your best suck my dick and your best cartoon voice. Just do it.
Which
verse? What is a cartoon voice even?
All right, Don. Okay, a cartoon voice would be like a suck my dick. Suck my dick. I don't know. Don, you do your best cartoon voice of suck your dick.
Suck my dick.
That's your regular voice. You can't use your regular voice. You got to use a different voice. You got to use one that's not your normal voice.
That's what I've got for you, dude.
That's horrible. That's a horrible voice.
It should be like a Gregorian chant, like, suck
my whole white cock. What song is that? What song is that? I can't help falling in love with you. Is that the song, right? It's the whole song. See, that's why I don't sing for a band.
You just heard a song about sucking your dick and falling in love with it.
No, here's the thing. We went from talking to micro penises.
But we also talked about Outlier in Vegas at the same time.
I have a feeling the micro penis and the suck my dick thing is has some kind of
Dude, I don't let my daughter listen to my show for a reason. God forbid her teachers listen to the show, because Jesus Christ, dude, they're gonna like, something's wrong with your dad. Oh my God, I saw my daughter's I think it was her PE teacher at the Dollar General the other day, and I'm walking in with my nails painted black, and then I'm like, hey, how you doing? And she looked at me like just fucking disappointed that I was her dad. Like, that's your dad? God damn it. You're such a good kid. You're going to be so fucked up later on in life. That's how I feel that my daughter's teacher's thinking me. Dude, and you know, hey, my oldest daughter, Jesus Christ. Now, I know Don has a kid. JC, you have no kids, right?
No, I have 2 daughters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how old are they?
21 and 27.
Okay, they're past the point then of giving a shit, okay? My 13-year-old daughter, there's a place called, I forgot what the fuck it's called, some stupid little fucking place they go to in Oklahoma City to go hang out and hang out with their friends. I walked inside this place. I don't remember what it's called, like Elevation Station. No, it's not called that. It's called something else. Anyways, walked inside to go pick her up. I didn't realize it till the other day. She goes, why did you walk in to get me? I'm like, what do you mean? Why did I walk in? She goes, that's embarrassing. I'm like, why is that embarrassing? I'm cool, man. I got tattoos. I look good. I feel cool. No, it was embarrassing. So, I told her, I said, you don't tell me what the fuck to do. I said, you are born because of me. I tell you what to do. When I was a kid, though, I'll tell you, my parents dropped me off until I started driving in high school. And every day they dropped me off, you know what I did? Whether it was my mom or my dad, I kissed them on the forehead. Said I love them, and I didn't care what anybody thought of me. I didn't have it.
I knew you was a fucking softy.
I am a softy. I cry all the time. Watch The Lion King, I cry and all that shit. But you know, I was never embarrassed by my parents, but I was very secure about who I was as a person. Right. I never cared what anyone thought. If someone tried to make fun of me, I'd just give them the middle finger and say, fuck you, goodbye. But my daughter, Jesus Christ, does she care what – I drop her from school – Dad, like, I gotta drop her off. Don't hug her. Don't say anything.
Oh my God. It's the fucking culture. The fucking culture. It's horrible. These kids have to put up with so much bullshit today.
Did your daughters do that? Being 21 and what, 20, 21, 27? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
God, you're old, man.
How old are you, Jason?
I'm 45. My stepdaughter raised since she was 5.
Oh, I'm not the older one here none of the time. I'm always the older one.
When you picked up your kids from, like, you know, I guess 13, 14 years ago, whenever it was, were they embarrassed by you or?
Of course.
They were?
That is so normal. That is so normal. So did you not notice when they were like, you were their world and then they start becoming embarrassed to be around you? Did you not remember that transition?
I thought I was cool. Like I said, midlife crisis. I still wear eyeliner and wear my nail polish. Apparently, rock music is not cool anymore. It's only rap music and pop music. And you know, I want to give a message to all these kids that are under 18 years old right now. My message is, fuck you guys. We are way cooler than all y'all motherfuckers ever will think you will be. And when you're our age, you will thank us, and then you will eventually love us again.
He's got a point.
I do got a point. Fuck them.
Yeah, I can't stand rap. I mean, fuck rap. I mean, honestly, there's very little rap that I like, and it's everything else is just fucking. It's replaced everything. It's even fucking country music now.
I can appreciate a good lyricist. I don't hate rap. I just don't like that these mumble rappers come out there and they just say whatever the fuck they want. These kids love it because it's popular or whatever. It's just not my thing. It's just not my thing. That's all there is to it. There's no content creation. It's just people who look cool that are now famous because they look cool without actually saying things that are meaningful. You know, back in the day, we had like, you know, Jay-Z, the original Dr. Dre, even Eminem. Those guys had some really cool lyrics. Nowadays, they don't do that.
Listen, 2 Live Crew, motherfucker, all right?
Now we got Lil Windex. I mean, even now he's kind of, I don't know if you know Lil Windex.
Did you say Lil Windex?
Yeah, Lil Windex. He goes, you see a little spray bottle.
2 Live Crew, 2 Live Crew, NWA, that's where I draw the line.
See, and Dawn just, she only listens to country music, actually.
Suck my dick.
Hey, now, you know, I spent 30 minutes of thought time we got on the show tonight. I want to thank you, Jason, Dawn, for coming on the show, even though you were late and unprepared. Dawn, I said, I even told her, be prepared for the show. She comes on like, I'm not prepared at all for this. I'm just going to fucking roll. And I knew you were going to do that shit. I was like, she's not even going to fucking care. I just knew you. And Jason, here he is, overly prepared.
Look. It's my first time being unprepared. I get that.
No, I'm always unprepared. That's my problem. I relied on you guys to make this show good. I relied on both y'all motherfuckers. Look at the way Jason's over
the whole. You're relying on micro penises.
I was relying on the whole show being based on micro penises, and we could just talk about that. And then Don's like, "What's a micro penis?" I'm like, "The only girl on the show does not know what a micro penis is."
I swear.
There goes the whole fucking episode. We're just gonna say "suck my dick" from now on in cartoon voice.
Well, you know her man is feeling good right now, so that's all.
I want to give a shout out to Joey Arena and his band Outlier. Thank you for letting me play your newest song. Can't wait to see you guys in Las Vegas. And I also want to give a shout out to my buddy Steven Seward with the YouTube cartoon. Go check that out. Once again, his YouTube show is called, what is it? It's called Do We Even Get Paid? But it's DWEGP. You look that up and then type in Super Hell and you'll see his episode one that's on there. It's super awesome. All right, guys, that's all the time we got. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. You guys, please stay right there. That's all the time we got. I think I said that already. Peace out. Rock on.
Much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again? Yes. Does anything that's good really have to end? A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.